you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I'm here as always with my lovely co-host, Maddie.
Hello, everyone. How you doing? Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Maddie. Your hair is a little disheveled today.
It's been terrible ever since I got that last haircut from that old Italian gentleman who ruined my life for the past, 6 weeks?
Yeah. So is it now in like a transition stage?
I couldn't even tell you. I don't know what's been going on. It seems like it. If you asked me, I'd be like, oh yeah, this is as long as it was when it actually looked presentable.
No.
But it's not.
It's not.
It's not doing it. Maybe I fucked up. Maybe I got like one too many haircuts and like, that's it. It's over.
It's done growing.
Do you imagine? That would suck.
You know, I read an article recently that George Clooney for like a billion years has cut his own hair with a Flowbee.
Yeah, he could. He could do whatever he wants. He could fucking just buzz a centerpiece right down his skull. He'd still look good. It's George Clooney.
That's fair. Okay. Let's introduce our guests.
Yeah, I mean, look, I appreciate the compliment, Shannon. But I'm no George Clooney.
I didn't give you any kind of compliment in that whole intro.
Oh.
Okay. So we have two guests on the show today, two lovely guests. So if you are listening to the audio only version, I recommend you hop on gasdigitalnetwork.com or onto the YouTube version to see these lovely ladies. One returning guest, one brand new guest, both comedians and both hosts of the brand new podcast Thirst Trap. It is Natalie Cuomo and Amanda Gale. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, absolutely. So I want to just talk about a few stupid things at the top of the show, which is what this segment should be called, a few stupid things, because no one ever cares about this part. And then we'll go into the segments. First thing is, I'm a little embarrassed to admit this, but I watch like, you know, shitty old shows when I'm trying to go to sleep at night, you know, just so it's nothing like that's going to keep me up. And I usually go through the same, like Everybody Loves Raymond, Cheers, like the same things. Recently, I decided to rewatch Who's the Boss?
Oh.
And rewatch it. And maybe it's because I haven't had sex in almost 3 years. Maybe it's because I felt more vulnerable lately because I've been sick. I don't know what it is, because now I'm starting to feel attraction to guys I wouldn't normally feel attraction to. But Tony Danza is hot as shit in Who's the Boss.
Agreed.
I think maybe when I watched it originally, I was too young to appreciate his hotness.
Really?
Do you ladies, you ladies both agree he's hot?
I think he's very sexy.
Thanks, guys.
I like Italian men. Tony Danza is like a hot Italian guy, right?
See? That's true. Yeah. Yeah. It's
He didn't age either.
He didn't, because I did look it up afterwards and he's still kind of killing it. But back in
have you seen his cock in the Spider-Man costume?
No.
Okay, look it up. Pull it up. Joey.
Joey. Joey said good thing Brian didn't hear you say that. Yeah, I assume I would get a lot of shit. I'm very happy that we have two ladies on today and they both agreed with me, because I think anybody else would have shit on me for that. But yeah, I freaking love it. And now I can't wait until, because I don't remember when him and Angela get together. I'm very excited to get to that point. I'm just really loving it. There's no meaning in my life.
I never watched that show growing up.
I enjoy it.
That one got by me, fucking Full House. If you just Google Tony Danza Spider-Man costume.
Why was he in a Spider-Man costume?
I think for his show. But he's got a giant hog. It's great.
Really?
I mean, I don't know why I'm promoting this asshole. He's like doing so much better than me. I should be really shit-talking him, but what are you going to do? It's Tony Danza.
That's true. I think Christine Aaron Berg's wife. Oh, here we go. I can't see it. Hold on.
It's probably the one on the right.
I know. Let me move some shit on my screen. I can't really. Is that a hog?
I mean, you could for sure see it.
Ooh, that is a hog.
It's so small on my screen.
I know. I'm trying to. Let me.
But I mean, I'm like looking at a little iPhone screen and it's like, I can see it from a foot and a half away. So yeah, I'd say it's a hog.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm looking at the wrong part of it. I don't know, but I'll accept it. I think I
bet you would.
I actually, Natalie, when you were last on, it was actually like shortly before the pandemic started. Mm-hmm. And it was Nate's last episode with us, actually, because I just rewatched it. It's episode 168. You guys can go back and rewatch that episode. But when you were on, it had been about 2 years since I have had sex. And now it's been 2 years and 8 months.
Wow.
It's been 8 months. Yeah.
Why?
I mean, at this point, it's just never going to happen with like the pandemic. It's just nothing's going to happen. And you know what? I've been thinking about maybe we should just do a dating show of some sort. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, I don't think I should host my own dating show. I feel like somebody else should host that. And then it's like, if it's going to be on this network, it's going to be fans of the network submitting. And if any of them were legitimately interested in me, they would have reached out to me already. So I don't think that's the route.
Well, what happened to that guy? Last time we were on, we discovered that he sent you some nude photos. We did some research and he had a girlfriend. Did we ever hear from him afterwards?
Yes. So he was shocked at the fact that we talked about it on the show. And then gave such like an evasive guy response. He was like, yes, I do have a girlfriend. I didn't think you were going to actually even look at it or read it or something like that. But it's like, you sent me a let's get to know each other along with a full nude with a face picture.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
That's not a bright guy. That's the same guy who like when he gets caught cheating, he tells his girlfriend like, I didn't think you were going to check up on me. There's just no good excuse.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. So that was, it was just, some dumb bullshit.
That's funny.
Crazy.
Poor Shannon. You know, by the way, what I want to do for like future first time guests moving forward is I want to start out by saying I haven't had sex in 2 years and 8 months and see if I get the same why response that you've gotten from everyone.
You're just going to get a...
I'll go, oh.
Meanwhile, Maddie is planning his wedding currently.
Yeah, well, you could still not...
Nightmare. I'm planning a wedding and like on the low key, I'm planning a murder. So be on the lookout for that.
Well, a lot of stuff going on.
This is not going well, Shannon. This fucking woman is dragging her feet to the surprise of no one and to the irony of my life.
Dragging her feet meaning what?
I'm like, yo, let's just pick a fucking place. We saw 14 places.
Get out of
here. We only saw a 14th because I was like, we can't stop on 13. That's bad juju. And, you know, my superstitious side kicked in. But yeah, we've seen 14 places and she's like, I don't know. Every time, I don't know.
Is there one you love?
I was okay with a bunch of them. You know what I mean? Like, as long as I can see myself doing it there, I could see her having a good time there. I can see that they have their shit together. It's like, all right, whatever. Here's the spot. But now the new place we found, it's like, it's our original budget, which like we were fucking way over when this all started. We're like, oh shit, this is going to be way more than we thought it was going to be. But now it's like right under budget. And she's like, I don't know. I don't think she wants to marry me, Shannon. I think she's finally caught on to what she's gotten herself into here.
I think she just like wanted the ring for so long and forgot why she wanted it. And now that she has it, she's like, no.
Yeah, exactly. Just wrong step after wrong step.
Can I ask how you proposed?
With a ring.
Okay, funny guy.
Yeah. No, I don't like telling the story. It's a long, boring story, and people have heard it like at least twice.
He went on like a little getaway with his girlfriend over the weekend. I can't remember to where. And then they were I was like upstate or something. Yeah.
Tell it. I'll fill in the details.
Yeah,
we'll tag team this thing, Shannon.
Wherever that is. And then he was, as the sun was setting, he was driving with her and they were trying to find, he wanted to pull over and use the excuse of wanting to take a cute picture of the two of them together. But really he wanted to have nice scenery to propose. It took forever. They got lost. The sun had gone down already. And then they got out. Down.
What do they call it? Like civil twilight. It was good. It was still a sunset. It counted.
Okay. And then he got down on one knee and proposed. The end.
Yeah.
That's cute.
See, if I would have told people like, ugh.
But it took him like 16 or 17 years to do it.
It was 16.
What?
Like that's a defense. It was 16 and a half.
Why? God, why didn't she leave you? That's crazy.
Right? She will now.
Here's right. She's pissed. Like, this wasn't worth it. This wasn't worth the wait.
I really thought you were going to be the problem in the planning.
Huh?
I really thought you were going to be the problem in the planning.
I am. She keeps calling me Groomzilla.
I get it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm treating it like an event, which it is.
It is, but you need to like make a decision though, so you can like book everything.
I'm probably going to start hitting her soon, see if that works. Maybe that'll speed things along.
Let us know.
I'm going to take an opportunity here and talk about my favorite sponsor, BlueChew.com. If you like sex, you're going to like BlueChew.com. I know I like sex, but only with BlueChew.com. BlueChew offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. Wouldn't you like to last longer and go extra rounds? At BlueChew.com, you get the first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. The chewables can work faster than pills, up to twice as fast, and they can be taken on a full or empty stomach, so there's no wrong time to take a BlueChew. The online physician consult is free, so it's cheaper than those other two. And it only takes a few minutes to connect to the BlueChew.com affiliated physician. And if you qualify, which you're likely going to qualify, you're going to get prescribed online quickly. So now there's no in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversations, no waiting line at a pharmacy, around all these other sickly people out there in this pandemic. None of that nonsense. BlueChew ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. The chewables from BlueChew.com are prescribed online by a doctor and made in the good old US and A. BlueChew gives you the confidence you want in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. Chew it and do it. And of course, we've got a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order for free when you use the promo code Shannon. You just pay the $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Shannon. Get your BlueChew today. And let's get back into it.
Speaking of murder, really quickly, as everybody been watching The Undoing on HBO?
I watched the first episode.
Okay. I don't want to give any spoilers, but if you're not watching it, you should watch it and then avoid social media so nobody ruins the ending. It's really good. It's Nicole Kidman, Hugh Grant, and it's kind of like a murder mystery. And I won't give you more than that, but it's really good. And then because again, I have nothing going on in my life, so I just talk about television. Also, if you like a true crime thing, Murder on Middle Beach, I think it's also on HBO, but like on Prime, you just find it there. Murder on Middle Beach, it's 4 episodes, and it's this guy trying to find out who murdered his mother, and it appears it's a family member, but he doesn't know that when he starts, so it's really good. There's 1 episode left, and it airs this weekend, so check that out. I think so, but look on Prime, and it'll show up like wherever it exists. It's really good. All right.
Shannon, I just have to say, I am forever grateful to you because last time I did Real Ass Podcast, you recommended Love After Lockup. And that is the best TV recommendation. I watched every episode. Oh, it's good.
Did you go back to the beginning and watch it? Yeah, it's great.
Everything.
It really is a freaking great show. We actually had Sarah.
Saw that.
Yeah, on the SDR show. It was great. I got to ask all the questions that I've always wanted to know. It's so freaking good.
Oh my God. I have to watch that episode. That is so awesome.
It's great. And yeah, I mean, it also like makes you feel better about your life and your own decisions. It's so good. Okay, so now that I talked about my nonsense that nobody cares about, let's get into the segments. So the first question we normally ask new guests on the show is to tell a story about your worst date experience. And if you don't have a bad date experience, which normally girls have, guys like to say they don't, then you can tell a weird sexual experience where, meaning like something went wrong. So we'll start with you, Amanda, since it's your first time on the show. What's your worst date experience?
Well, I don't have a particular bad date experience, but I do have a bad sexual experience that is very embarrassing. So I was dating this guy. We were not exclusive yet. We were just kind of like hooking up, dating, I guess you call it. And I sent him a nude, that a very well planned out nude where I bought the lingerie. I got the pose down. I consulted with a few people. To see some of my good friends. And I that's weird, but I sent it to him and I never got a response back. No one, like, I didn't hear from him. So I'm like, oh my God, like what, like, was it ugly? Do I look fat? Like, do I need to go to the gym? You know, whatever. And then, so I should just say that the guy I was seeing, his name was Mike. Okay. Yes. So I get a text from my uncle Mike, who is like, hey, I know this is very embarrassing, But, you know, I think you might have sent this in error. And I was like, oh, boy, did I ever. And it's thankfully he's a great uncle, Mike. So I don't we're not that close. He's not like an uncle that to see him in immediate family gatherings. But I did send my great uncle, Mike, a nude.
Yeah. A great uncle, so he's like very old.
Yes, he's old. So, you know, I mean, whatever. Yeah. So he might have. I don't know. We know. I mean, whatever he wants to do with that picture, God bless him. You know.
Yeah, he might want to fuck you for sure. Person.
Yeah.
Sending like, Did Mike get the nude eventually?
Yeah. I didn't send it to him because I just was so traumatized from the experience. We stopped talking. He honestly ghosted me. So. He didn't deserve the nude anyway, so thank God that Great Uncle Mike got the nude.
He deserved it.
But real Mike ghosted me. My Great Uncle Mike did not ghost me, so he deserved
it. I bet.
Yeah. So.
You're now his favorite great niece.
Mm-hmm. No. Thankfully, again, I like to see him at like weddings, you know, like extended family stuff, but and he may get COVID soon, so he'll never get, I'm just kidding, but I'll go to him to his grave, but no.
So he didn't tell any of your other family members, like he kept it.
No, he didn't. Because
he's trying to keep that window open.
Yes.
Just like with that text, he's like, "You may have sent this by accident." Wink, wink. I hope not.
Yes, it was.
Uncle Mike's a creep, yeah. Huh?
Yeah. No, he was like, "I think you may have sent this in error," and I was just like, "I am so sorry." And he was like, "Don't worry about it. It's like whatever." He's just so it was fine. So nothing got out. I didn't go back to my parents, like you said. So it was good.
It's just that feeling of the moment that you realize that you did it. Like, I feel it right now.
I know. It was cringeworthy, really. So.
It's almost as bad as, like, talking shit about somebody and then you send the text to that person.
Yeah. Done that. That's embarrassing. And, like, you're right next to the guy, too. He goes, "Why'd you send me this?" Like, I quoted his entire boring story and thought I was sending it to my friends that were also in on this making fun of thing with me. Now he looks at his phone and goes, "Why'd you send this to me?" Oh, like, I think I literally went like that. Like, it's like, I had nothing.
You couldn't even think of something?
Sometimes here's what I said. I finally thought to say, "Oh, I just wanted you to hear what it sounded like." So I just went 100% mean. I was like, "This is just, it's out. Cat's out of the bag."
What'd you say, Natalie?
Sometimes I want to do that on purpose. Like, I feel frustrated with someone and I want to send them a text, pretend it's supposed to be for someone else.
I feel like guys do that also in the way to just like start a conversation with you like on purpose. Well, they'll just text you and be like, "Oh, I'm so sorry I sent it to the wrong person, but anyway, how have you been?" It's totally planned.
Yeah.
Okay, so Natalie, last time you were on the show, you told the story about also a almost weird sexual experience where you went you hung out with a guy from Tinder, and then when you were almost about to have sex, he took off his shirt and he had a tattoo of his ex-girlfriend's body with the head of Abraham Lincoln.
That was so good.
Do you, and again, you guys can go back and watch that episode 168, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Do you have another bad, because you're now engaged, which is, I think, new since last time you were on the show. Can you think of another shitty date or weird sexual experience?
Of course. There was this guy after college. We had gone to college together. I always thought he was cool. He was like in a band and he was 2 years older than me. I thought he was cool, and we started talking on Instagram, and eventually we started hooking up, and he was obsessed with cocaine. Like, he eats, sleep, and breathe cocaine. Like, this was him. And I slept at his house, and he left before me, and I was sleeping. I really liked him. We'd been hooking up for a while, and I was like half asleep, and he's like, "Hey babe, like, I'm going to work. Do you mind cleaning up the coke before you go?" And I'm like half asleep and I'm like, yeah, sure, fine. So I wake up, he left, I wake up, I obviously forget to clean up the coke, and I go to work. And he is so angry that I didn't clean up the coke because his mom was coming over that he ghosted me and never spoke to me again.
First of all, I love that you call it obsessed with Coke instead of addicted to it. That's a fun choice of words. But so did his mom find it and he got in trouble, or you don't know what happened?
No, what happened was he had to Uber back from work, clean it up. He was so angry at me. And like, we had this whole conversation of him being really angry at me. And like, maybe it was an excuse for him to never talk to me again. But I was like, I can't believe I got ghosted over some white snow.
So weird. I mean, you would think somebody with that much of like an addiction that they would like hold it so dear to them and not even put it in somebody else's hands.
It was so, I was so upset about this guy. I like, oh my God, I cried so much about this little asshole. Like, I wore his fucking t-shirt to bed after he ghosted me. And I was like, if only I had cleaned up the Coke.
Doesn't that suck when it's like the real shitty ones that it takes years to figure it out that you have so much heartache over?
And he just didn't like me. I think he just didn't like me, which is fine. Because he follows me on Instagram now and I don't follow him back.
Got him.
Yes.
Let's take a quick minute here, talk about one of our favorite sponsors over here at Gas Digital, YoKratom.com. The holidays are coming up, and I don't think there's any better way to celebrate them than going over to YoKratom.com and picking yourself up a $60 kilo. That's the world's best value in Kratom, shipped right to your door, no questions asked. Now, if you've never heard of Kratom before, ignore this ad. We're not talking to you. There's no reason to hear this ad and go out and try Kratom. But if you're currently a fan of Kratom, then celebrate this holiday by going over to YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. This is unheard of. YoKratom.com is one of the biggest sellers of Kratom nationwide, and the people over at YoKratom.com made this website so you can buy directly at wholesale prices. This is quality Kratom. We've heard feedback from other fans. They confirm it's solid. And like I said, this is the only place where you will find kilos for $60. So last time, if you're currently a fan of Kratom, go to YoKratom.com and get yourself a $60 kilo. Let's get back into it.
Okay, we're gonna move on over to the next segment, which is bad things.
Bad things with you.
And this is the part of the show where we talk about fight stories, physical altercations that you've been in, and if you haven't been in one, that you've been close to. So again, we'll start with you, Amanda. Have you ever been in a fight?
I've never been in a fight, but people have threatened to beat me up. So never executed it, but I was in a sorority, so I got threatened a few times by girls drunk that they're going to kick my ass. But it never happened, so thank God. My sister has always, when we were little, we had physical altercations, but not anything.
So the girls would just like talk shit, but then never actually lay a hand on you?
Yeah. We were like suburban girls from like in a white sorority. So we were going to.
Gotcha. You think there'd at least be a little hair pulling.
Right. Nothing. No. It was just talking shit. And so.
And never in a situation where like a boyfriend got into a fight?
No, I haven't dated guys that really could fight. So
Shannon's like, you date fucking pussies.
Yeah. If they tried, it would be just embarrassing for them. So.
Oh, okay. Natalie, last time you were on the show, you talked about one of your ex-boyfriends was in Bloomingdale's and got into a fight with a manager because there was a loose thread on his hem of his jeans and asked you to videotape it so that he could get store credit. That's the story you told. Do you have another fight story, or were you able to think of anything else? If not, I do have a listener submitted story we can go over.
Thank you so much for bringing that story up, because I do treasure that story. I think it was one of the most ridiculous things a person has done in my life. That being said, I don't really have any other fight stories, so I'm excited for this listener story.
Okay, so this is from Wes. Oh, it is. Oh, Jesus. It's a long one, so hang in there, guys. Okay. Hi, Shannon and Maddie. I'll do my best to write this story with clear thoughts and good punctuation, because we do have trouble with that on the show. If you need something cleared up, email me back and I'll try to clarify. So this is another of my Miami stories, and it does involve psychedelics, but this time I'm not on any. I have to, oh, I'm sorry. This is not This is not a fight story. This is a bad date story. I'm going to go ahead and read it anyway. I have to preface this by saying that I was in my mid-20s and out of my mind. I was bartending on 17th and Collins in South Beach. Women started to come for spring break looking for some fun. My Haitian boss and I started to only call girls by their city, mostly not to their faces. We would get numbers and meet up after closing. They would usually fly out the next day or so. Needless to say, I didn't care much for the girl's name when I met Detroit. I met Detroit while she was on a girl's night out with her friend. Hensley hit it off with the other friend. Is Hensley a person? I'll still find out. Is it a word? Is Hensley a word?
He's trying to say hence.
I think he's trying to say hence. Yeah.
But he said it's spelled with an S. It's H-E-N-S-L-Y. Well,
all right. Stop making fun of this guy's poor spelling and grammar, Shannon.
No, but it's probably, what if it's a person's name? Yeah, well, it's the beginning of the next sentence.
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Detroit. Detroit's also a name, so
that's true. All right, let's see.
Hensley Detroit. Okay, I'll stop.
No. Hensley hit it off with the friend, and Detroit and I clicked. Yeah, I think Hensley is a person. Mm-hmm. I text Detroit a few days later, and she informs me that she is coming back to Florida. So through talking, I find out she is from Detroit, but lives in Fort Lauderdale. Now I find myself talking to essentially a local girl, which was never my intention. I ask her out on a real date on the beach because why not? The day comes for the date and she picks me up at my house because all I have is a scooter. I still don't know Detroit's name, so I'm kind of thinking of how I can get it without flat out asking. We've been talking for 2 weeks and it's far past the time that I can ask. We get to a parking area near the club and we blaze a blunt. We get out and she stops me and asks me to ask the building we are in front of for her to use the restroom before we go in. The security guard was really cool because I slipped him $10 as I asked him. I don't think that's necessary. While she's in the restroom, I get to talking with the guy and he's selling weed. So I trade him some shrooms for weed. I mean, this is a lot just to use the bathroom. I then have a stroke of genius and say, I need him to introduce himself to her so I can get her name. That's good thinking. She gets back and we all smoke again. While smoking, he introduces himself and gets a response. My name is Stefania, but my friends call me Steph. God bless him. I finally got this chick's name. So we go to see Steve Aoki play his best set with over 10 cakes. What does that mean? Is that drugs?
With over 10, that would be ecstasy. It feels like an ecstasy term. No, cakes? Okay. Isn't Unless cake it's like space cakes.
Am I crazy?
What did you say?
Isn't cake a butt? No.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Say it again.
I'm so confused. So we go to see Steve Aoki play his best set with over 10 cakes.
He throws cakes at the audience. Someone just said that. Really? Steve Aoki throws cakes at the audience.
Yeah. Okay.
That's his shtick.
Well, that makes sense. I would never guess that.
What a fucking weirdo. No, why would you do that? I know. It's the shittier version of Gallagher.
Again, this is Miami, so the women are all amazing, and I get caught not just looking, but recording some of them on my phone. Wow. Shit, I'm thinking I may have blown it. Now that the show is over, we decide to go for a walk. We go to Nikki Beach, which is while it's closed, and lay on one of the beds, talking until security kicks us out. We walk to the nice sandy beach and started making out on a lifeguard tower. She forces me to choke her and kiss her. This was my introduction to choking, as I don't enjoy being violent and passionate at the same time. While I'm choking and kissing this beautiful girl on the beach to the sunrise, I notice a beach bum maybe 30 yards from us jacking it near the trash can. I kept going until she noticed and it killed everything. We go to breakfast and talk. I paid for everything. I mean, that's weird to say that. And by the end of breakfast, had $4 to my name. We say our goodbyes and I walk into work as I'm opening the bar that morning. I was pretty sure this was the last time I was going to see her, but Steph and I ended up dating for a month before I had to move. She was great and I was pretty damn shitty then. I know the ends were good on that. We ended up dating and she liked me for some reason. The thing is, the whole date, I was not really good to her and I wasn't trying to end up with a girlfriend. At the beginning, I didn't even care to remember her name. This was not my first name issue with the girl. I dated one girl when I was 21 for 2 weeks before learning her name was Mary Jane. Fake it till you make it is my mantra. Sorry this was so damn long. I didn't want to leave much out and made sure that most stuff made sense. Congrats, Maddie, on finally not being a piece of shit and proposing. Shannon, you're looking more and more beautiful every episode. You will get Mr. Perfect to reset your clock soon. Hang in there. So what was really bad about this date? Just the jerking off guy?
I would be flattered.
Yeah, I would say that's a negative aspect of the evening.
And also, I mean, he got caught videotaping other chicks at the club, and she still made out with him on the beach. I would say he nailed it.
Yeah, this girl has low self-esteem for
sure. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It wasn't getting better than that, that's for sure.
No. All right, I don't think it's terrible, but I mean, if that's your worst date story, that's pretty good.
Yeah, you fucked on a beach and you were so good at it, somebody else was jacking off to it. Like, that's a pretty good date.
I like that the choking was included. I feel like it wasn't a necessary detail, but it was just it was just thrown in there. So that was interesting.
Yeah, that didn't really lead to anything either. And they weren't fucking, Maddie. They were just making out and choking. That's it.
Oh, the guy was jerking off to it?
Okay, yeah.
That was a creep. That's a bad date. Never mind. I flip back the other way.
I don't think it's too bad.
I don't know. I think the fact that they dated for a month is really, that's strange after that being the first date.
It is, because he said he was also dating a local girl. Right? Mm. Like, that was another person. It reminds me of like 50 First Dates, like Adam Sandler's character that he always wants to date the people that aren't from there. I really want to go to Hawaii, everybody.
Me too.
That's like on my bucket list. I really want to go there. Maybe the man of my dreams is there. And when I finally go there, I'm going to meet him.
So you're not going to land the rock, Shannon. Let it go.
No, it could be like his cousin or something. Like, one of his cousins is his stunt guy, and he's pretty hot. Speaking of The Rock, when Natalie was on, with Joe Santagato, who is our guest that's the closest to The Rock because he films with him. And I feel like I was getting so close and now we've gotten so much further away. Mm. It's a pandemic.
Well, all you right. got his tequila, so that's a plus.
Yeah, it didn't help. I posted the picture and I tagged him in it. Nothing. It didn't help.
Nothing, huh?
No.
Keep trying, Shane.
I know. I got to get like a sick child in the picture or something to get like some sympathy. Oh, I should have done it when I was in the hospital. Like, a little bit of sympathy. I feel like that's really what gets the retweets and the shares is like something sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. We live in a fucking sympathy culture. It's gross.
I can be like, I haven't had sex in almost 3 years. Feel bad. You just show
a picture of your bandaged up pussy. Like, this thing hasn't been used in millennia.
It's the opposite of like bandaged up.
Yeah. Well, it was the first word I could find. I'm going to take a minute here and let fans of the show over the age of 21 know I've got something you're going to love. And that's HempireDirect.com. Why are you going to love this? Well, they can legally sell you Delta 8 THC in 42 states. And why are you going to love Delta 8? Because it gets you high. Really high. Empire Direct offers Delta 8 in vape cartridges, gummies, distillate, soft gels, and tinctures. It's all high quality, lab test verified, and they have incredible prices. Now, if you've never heard of Delta 8 THC, remember when you never heard of CBD, but then we gave you some weed education? Like CBD, Delta 8 is naturally occurring in hemp and can be sold legally in 42 states. But unlike CBD, D8 gets you high. So head on over to HempireDirect.com. That's HempireDirect.com or download the Empire Direct app in the episode description. And if you use promo code GAS50, you're going to get 50% off your first order. That's right, 50% off your first order with the code GAS50. That's HempireDirect.com, or you can download the Empire Direct app and use the code GAS50. Happy holidays, everybody. Let's get back into it.
All right, moving on to the final segment, which is scary things. This is the part of the show where we talk about weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences. So Amanda, what do you got? Tell us a scary story.
I don't know how scary this is, but it was very scary to me. I was driving with my friend. It was late at night and there's not a lot of, lights. There wasn't a lot of street lights. And I saw this guy in a overalls. Like a flannel shirt with overalls, jumping over these planters there's three planters and he jumped over the three planters. And I swear to God, I saw this. I swear. And then I go, look over there. That guy just jumped the planters, that guy that's running. And he was running. And she's like, what are you talking about? And I look away and I look back and he was gone. And I swear to God. And then I talk to another friend who lives in the area. And she's like, I've seen a guy that looks like that too. So I don't know. That was my only ghost. I swear that was a ghost. It was my only ghost sighting. But it was very freaky, and I have not seen a ghost since. But that's the one time I ever saw a ghost, and I know it was a ghost because when I turned to her and I turned back, the guy was gone. Like, I saw him running, and then I look, and he was gone. So,
have you ever Googled like that area and something similar to what you saw to see if other people have like posted about it or anything?
No, just that one. My friend's boyfriend who said, I've seen a guy in the area that looks like that too. And that's it. But I should Google it. I should do that. I should investigate.
When he said that he saw somebody in the area that looked like that, did he also have a weird experience, or just he recognized what the person that you saw?
He just recognized the person I saw. Because I said, I was like, I swear I saw this guy jumping the planters and I saw him running. And I'm like, look, that guy, what did that guy just do? He's like escaping. And I still saw him running and I turn away and she's like, he's not there. I don't see anyone. So I believe that was a ghost because I didn't see him like a second later, and he said he's seen him, but no one else has had any sightings. So I don't know.
Before that experience, are you like a believer in the paranormal?
I've had one psychic dream, but that's it. I've never.
Well, let's hear that.
Okay. Hello. When I was 11, I had this dream that I was in the dream. I woke up from a nap after school and my mom was sitting next to me in the bed and she's like, Grandpa died. And I was like, okay. 2 years later, I took a nap after school on the sofa and I woke up and my mother was in the same spot as my dream when I was 11, saying, Grandpa's in the hospital. They don't have a heartbeat. So I predicted how my mother was going to tell me my grandfather died 2 years later. So those are my two eerie things that I cannot explain.
That's pretty good. I like the premonition dreams. Yeah. Did you tell anybody when you had the dream the first time around?
No, I just didn't think anything about it. I'm just like, oh, I had a dream my grandpa died. And then 13 is the exact way how it happened. So,
wow. Did the other story that you have with seeing the guy that disappeared, I had an experience vaguely similar to that where I was at a restaurant in Vegas with three of my friends and there's like two on that side, two on this side. And my bag was hanging on the chair. I've told this story on the show before, but like my bag was hanging on the chair. And then I saw like a waiter out of the corner of my eye pass by and he knocked my bag off the chair. And so I turned around to be like, are you not going to apologize or anything? Like, you are staff here and you just knocked my bag off my chair. And there was nobody was there. And so I turned around and I said it to my friends and I was like, did you just see that guy knock my bag off the chair? And they were like, nobody was there. And I saw it from the corner of my eye, yeah. But it's still like, you know, it's a restaurant. There's a lot going on, but it was a similar, like a weird thing, but it's like, it happened so quickly that you can't really pay attention. And by the time something weird happens, it's like too late.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. That's what
I'm just thinking, if that happened to me, like if I looked at something, turned away, looked back, it was gone. I'm like, oh no. My first thought would be, oh no. I just panic. I don't like ghosts. I don't want to see one. I don't like these psychic premonitions. I hate it.
I really want to see one.
I'm fidgeting so much right now. My anxiety is through the roof.
You're doing a great job at not making annoying sounds with your mic. So I appreciate it.
I thought you were being sarcastic for a second. I was like, oh no, I'm trying so hard.
Okay, Natalie, let me see. Last time you were on the show, I don't know that you had one. Oh, you said the one weird thing that happened was when your uncle was like on his deathbed, he got up briefly, drove his car, and then was found on the highway by the cops, and he didn't have any recollection of what he was doing or how he got there, and then he was fine. Like, he was healed, was a story that you told. Do you have any other weird, creepy, unexplainable experiences?
I have one that's kind of cute. It's a sweet story. My mother's parents, my grandparents, they were like very deeply in love. They had a really good relationship and they were like kind of inseparable. My grandma got Alzheimer's
And it progressed so intensely that she was kind of in this vegetable state where like she couldn't talk, she couldn't eat, she couldn't really move. She was sort of like frozen. I don't know if you've ever seen anyone progress like that in Alzheimer's. It's really sad, but she basically like, she was
not there anymore.
Not functioning.
Yeah.
And she had been in that state for several years, just like in this kind of non-functioning, can't really make a face, can't communicate at all. And she's been in that state for several years. And then one day my grandpa got really sick and he died. And she had no way of knowing that he died because she was, you know, essentially a vegetable, but she actually died a few weeks later. So I think that everyone in my family thinks that like somehow she knew that he was dead and she went to join him.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's true also. It's so sad.
It is sad, but it's like I think it's a really beautiful story too.
Yeah. But also, oh God, that's like one of my fears is like just like losing, I say losing my mind, but not in like not go crazy, but like losing my ability and then just kind of being stuck.
You ever think you already have?
Oh God, Maddie.
No, seriously.
We can't do this every episode.
Have I gone down this road before?
Every episode.
Oh.
Oh God. Maddie thinks we're in a simulation and or that he's dead already and this is all a hallucination.
Or I'm a schizo. My newest one. I haven't shared the schizo. It's not even a new one. That's like the last year and a half. I've been afraid of being a schizo.
So you think we're like a figment of your imagination?
Part of me does. Yeah, for sure. That's not good, right?
I think when you're schizophrenic, it's a lot more overwhelming, and it happens in episodes. And you know, so it wouldn't consistently feel like this to you.
Just every Friday night when we record is when you have an episode.
It does peak.
Oh boy. All right. I do have some listener submitted stories that I've been holding on to for a while. So let's, oh God, they're long. And there's a picture here. Okay. All right, here we go. This is from Ian. Greetings. I just wanted to start off with, I consider myself a hard skeptic, but I'm always open to possibilities. I'm not a believer or non-believer. I just don't typically bother myself with things that I haven't experienced myself. This world is for sure filled with strange happenings, but I'm a believe it when I see it type. That out of the way, now I'll tell you why I may be closer to a believer in ghostly shit happening. I'm a cop in St. Augustine, Florida, a city which is deeply rich with history, so naturally it's also deeply rich in paranormal claims and creepy goings-ons. Last year, a drunk driver hit two pedestrians as he plowed into a wall of the old historic downtown Talamato Cemetery. The cemetery is normally closed to the public and only available to visit during ghost tours and whatnot. He was obviously arrested for DUI and the pedestrians were taken to the hospital and treated. After everything was wrapped up and the vehicle was towed from the scene, there was nothing left but random rubble from the now giant hole in the old wall which surrounds the cemetery. A couple of hours later, I parked my patrol car and walked into the cemetery. There was nobody around, but I figured the now open wall would be a prime attraction for curious drunken tourists. It was January, so there weren't many people out, but I wanted to take a peek anyway. I walked around, not finding anyone or anything out of the ordinary. As I was heading out, I heard what I thought was the sound of a woman crying. I turned around and saw a very pale young woman in an old-timey long dress, almost like a nightgown. Definitely way too little clothing for the temperature at the time. She was bent over, weeping over a headstone in the field. St. Augustine is known to have actors that work in the town's various historical attractions. So you do sometimes see random people in period clothing like pirates, cowboys, and Spanish soldiers walking around, but not usually that early in the morning. So it wasn't immediately alarming, but I knew something was up. Fearing something bad may happen to the girl tonight, I shouted across the cemetery, "Ma'am, are you okay? The cemetery is closed. You got to move along." She didn't answer and kept crying. So now I grew increasingly concerned something was definitely wrong. I began to walk towards her, but stepped on a piece of rubble, temporarily diverting my gaze to see what I had stepped on. As I looked back up, she was gone. Impossible. It's a small cemetery and she was literally just right there. I walked around looking for her, thinking she might have been drunk and playing hide and seek from the police, a common theme around here sometimes. Nothing, nobody around, and not a sound could be heard. I knew what I saw and heard, and I couldn't rationalize what just happened. I got the fuck out of there with a quickness. not the most exciting story, but for a skeptic like myself, it was for sure one of the weirdest things I'd ever experienced. Love TTI.
Ding.
Keep on keeping on, y'all. Ian. I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, if this is true, that's like the ideal ghost story.
Yeah. She's your like ideal ghost too. Like young girl, pale, old clothing, crying.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
What do you think, Maddie?
I think I'm a little bit terrified. Just the whole idea. You know what it is? It's not even like just the death angle of it. It is the, like that is the highest level of sadness that a fucking ghost lady comes back and then cries over a headstone. First of all, why are you crying over a headstone? Why not just go hang out with whoever else is dead?
Because maybe she, maybe she's like stuck in this thing where she doesn't realize that she's dead.
I didn't think you could do it, but you just made it so much worse.
Do you all believe in ghosts?
I do now. I don't have a choice doing this fucking show. It's like, oh, by the way, it's happening and it's going to ruin your life.
I'm more on the side of yes, but like I am seeking evidence, you know, which is part of the purpose of this segment of the show is I want to hear everybody else's stories, but I really, really want proof of my own. And one day after years and years of talking about on the show, I'm going to go ghost hunting one day. But yeah, I just really want something that's not like a weird thing. Like, oh, I thought I saw, you know, like how I said with the waiter, I thought I saw something, but I maybe not. I want something like real. I want a real thing. Like talk, but
like you talk to them, like you have a conversation.
Even just see one or see something clearly move or something like that, but without being haunted by a demon for the rest of my life. That's the caveat. That's why it's like the Ouija board and stuff. Like I believe enough to not fuck with that.
Mm. Yeah.
Have you guys ever done like a seance or Ouija board or anything like that?
When I was younger, we loved playing with the Ouija boards, but it was just stupid. But I like psychics a lot. I see psychics. I have a psychic I see once a year. So I do believe in psychics, mediums. I believe in that.
So you're 100% on board with that psychic?
Yeah, I am. She's been very accurate.
Tell us like one big thing that got you on board.
Okay, so when I first saw her, she talked about a grandmother that had passed away. And she said that she's little and she left you a ring. And that is exactly, she left me this beautiful ring from her jewelry box. So that was like on board. She also said, you have a sister. You don't really get along with your sister, but she's a really nice woman. And, you know, you guys will get along. So that was the second thing that I'm like, all right, she's not just saying bullshit. It's real. And then she predicted when I would meet my boyfriend at the time, which she said, October, you're going to meet someone and it's going to be a relationship. And that happened. I met the guy in October. It was a relationship. It didn't last. She didn't tell me that, you know, she could have thrown that in, but whatever. But I see her once a year. I see her. I really like her.
Do you go to see her for the purpose of preparing yourself for the year to come? Is that why you go?
Yeah. It probably soothes my anxiety. It gives me some sort of control of like, okay, I know this is going to happen. This is what it's going to be like, you know, it's going to be a good year or a bad year. So yeah, I think it's a way of me controlling the year to come. So.
Did she mention 2020 at all? That fucking,
do you know, that's another
thing. Ring any bells?
She did say
that.
Could
be a global pandemic, any fucking word?
See, yeah, that's a thing she forgot to mention. I guess it wasn't that big of a deal to her, you know, whatever. She works from home. So what did she
care? That seems rather convenient.
I know, right? But she did say before 2019, I remember her saying in 2020 that I would have a year of balance and that I actually, it has been like a balance because I work from home now. Like, things in my life have been actually less chaotic since the pandemic. I hate to say because I know people are suffering and I hate to say that, but my life has become less stressful due to the pandemic. So I don't have to commute or, you know, I can do more things online. So that was correct. She just forgot to tell me that things would be closed. Things would be canceled.
She didn't mention why.
Like, yeah, she didn't mention why.
The racial riots and...
No. Economic collapse. No.
Have you altered your life at all based on predictions that she's given you?
Yes, because at one time she said that I should get off of the dating apps. There was the boyfriend after that she predicted. She said, you're not going to meet him on a dating app, so just get off them. So I stopped, and I didn't. I met him through a friend. So that was the one behavior I did alter, but nothing else that she's, you know, she doesn't really like say you're clear of this. She just says the vibe of what's going to happen. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have some friends that, and they're always like expensive, you know, like the people that they go to are expensive. So I think that's why like the yearly thing, maybe, because I do have some friends that are like, oh, we're all going to see so-and-so. Do you want to come? But I feel like, I mean, we've done it on the show. We've had some like psychics or mediums or tarot card readers on the show. But so for the show, I'm okay with it. But I feel like there's something weird about asking about your future versus somebody just telling you something. I'm not sure. I'm not like, I haven't settled on it totally, but yeah, I'm just not sure.
Well, but, if a psychic was like, you know, someone that you love is going to die this year. I don't know. How would I even respond to that? You know what I mean?
I'd be like, that's a good guess.
I know, right? Every year someone dies, right?
In a global pandemic.
Yeah.
What about you, Natalie? Are you a believer?
I don't believe in like the classic ghosts, but I definitely believe that there are energies that we put off or energies from people that have passed away and have spent time on the planet that that you can feel and that are like, you know, carried around, I guess.
What do you think happens when we die?
I think that you are, unfortunately, I think that when you die, you're just not a thing anymore.
What about you, Amanda?
I think your energy goes back into someone else's body. So whether that's reincarnation, I guess that is what I believe, reincarnation.
Reincarnation, it's like another person, not like another thing.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, like your soul goes into another body. You have a different body. You're the same soul in a different body. That's what I believe.
Interesting. Oh, we've talked about that on what, Maddie?
No, I said it. I'm about to say, I feel like that's closer to what it is, right? Especially if, like, you rot into the earth and then you become part of other things. And we do have like a DNA memory. So I'm kind of thinking maybe you end up part of something else that way, but not so much with your consciousness.
What do you
I think? Hate all of it.
I don't know, but I feel like I lean towards a similar thing. But like, you know, that our energy does like rejoin. Wow.
Like in the backyard. It's the worst. I'm going to derail it. I'm telling you. Oh, it's almost like empty anyway.
It sounds like a ghost train.
I know.
I'm like, oh, by the way, I have a ghost train in my backyard. Did I not tell you? Did I not mention that in the show?
Are you in Westchester?
Huh?
Are you in Westchester?
Rockland.
I feel like I could tell from the live, laugh, love sign and then the train.
Oh, that thing? Yeah.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
It's okay. so yeah, it's either something to the effect of like our energy rejoining something, or, I mean, this is a real stretch, but I would really like to believe this, that like we have to keep coming back until something is accomplished, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like we keep coming back in and then, you know, we choose. I mean, this is all like a lot of this is like in the Celestine prophecies, which I've brought up on the show 16 billion times.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fictional book, but there are like very interesting philosophies in it. And it's like, you know, when you die, you go back into like, we'll say heaven, but like to this other place where then you choose what your next life will be. Like you choose your parents and you choose the conflicts and stuff that you're going to have to direct you towards finally completing what you have to complete. I would like to believe that.
My greatest fear is coming back and ending up either in like a third world nation or some kind of like socialist dictatorship or as an ocean creature. I feel like both of those are equally horrifying.
What was the first one? I'm sorry. I was reading the chat.
Just like in any like third world nation or somewhere where things aren't so great, you know?
Maybe but
there's
you
not
need
a lot
that.
Of food. No. I can barely handle this. This is hard enough, Shannon. I'm dainty.
You guys believe in karma?
Yeah.
I hope not.
I believe in karma.
I would like to, yes. I would like to believe that it is a thing, yes.
But I also kind of just feel like it is impossible to actually know, and you have to accept that as a human.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to, is like, we're never going to know. And if there is, but I mean, it would be cool if there's like a big picture reveal at the end, you know, where like everything comes together and like all the stuff in life that it's like, why did this happen? Or why didn't this happen? Like, it all comes together and it all makes sense. Wouldn't that be great? that's the ideal ending. I'm waiting for that too. Yeah.
Somehow that scares me.
Maddie, everything scares you.
That's like a lot of like, it's like too much wisdom at once.
What would be the ideal ending for you?
It never ends.
Can you just be here forever and ever?
I'll take it. Listen, go with the devil, you know.
But you do so poorly on a day-to-day basis.
No, I'm doing great. Everything's fine. I'm happy as it is. It's fine. It's all right. I'm short, but I can deal with that.
So do you want everybody to keep on going and going?
No, or? I don't want the rest of you sticking around with me.
Okay, so everyone that you know.
And whatever, yeah.
So but then everybody that you know and love will die, and you'll just kind of watch the world change and the technologies change and you not know them. And
if the options were die with everyone or let everyone die without you, I'd probably take the latter.
Right. Yeah.
But I'll keep everyone around. If that's the option.
But only because you're scared of what the other option is.
Mostly.
But what would be the ideal other option?
No. There's no other. That's the ideal. There's no ideal other option. There's never. The ideal option is the ideal option. I mean, I guess the ideal other option would be like whatever people picture heaven being. But even then, it's like, I don't know what's going to, you know, like, I don't want any transitionary period either. I want like, you know what I mean? I always want to be like, I don't know. I'm already there. But I don't know it, you know, like it's already done.
But don't you want there to be like a bigger thing than just this?
This is pretty big. I don't know if you've looked out in the fucking sky lately, but it's huge out there. There's so much to see here on this plane of existence, in this dimension.
I just want to go to Hawaii. I would like it, you know, in Supernatural, which I'm sure none of you have seen, and spoiler alert, but in the finale, the way that they made heaven be, because, you know, obviously everyone, you know, everyone dies at the end, and they go to heaven, and the way that heaven is like they're you know, they're not noticing that time passes differently, obviously. So like one brother dies and the other one lives a full life and then dies like, you know, 50, 60 years later and then joins him. But to the brother, Dean, who dies first, it's like, you know, one drive and his brother is there with him. And then like they're just all together and it's like a beautiful, it's like everything that you need, you have, and it's just beautiful forever. I think that's great.
Sounds nice.
Yeah.
I feel like
I want that too.
I think the afterlife should just be you on Xanax with your favorite people watching your favorite show in bed.
I would pick a different drug, like some kind of opiate, maybe.
Heroin. Or
I feel like you want to be loose.
Yeah, heroin. Heroin, definitely.
Shannon wants to shoot up and watch fucking Cheers for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, you're already in heaven and dead.
But yeah, but I feel like also like in heaven, you won't need the distraction of a substance because you'll just be so happy because everything will be perfect. Like Hawaii. That's what it all comes down to. Okay, before I get into plugs, I want to talk really quickly about your guys' new podcast. You started it last month. Tell me a little bit about what it is.
It's a podcast. It's called Thirst Trap Podcast. And essentially, Amanda and I talk about social media. We talk about who's sliding in our DMs. We talk about what bothers us on social media, how people interact with relationships and in the current age. And we have some cool guests. And we're also doing episodes with just us. Sometimes we roast each other. It's a real fun time.
Yeah, those are the best parts.
I listened to the episode with Lindsay Jennings. She's been on the show before. And you guys as hosts do a really good job of like listening and letting the guests. No, I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being serious. And letting the guests speak. And I really appreciate that because I may be guilty of this as I just cut you off and saying thank you, but I just feel like a lot of times the host will like highlight the question instead of the answer. And I feel like you guys really highlight the answer. So I suggest everybody go and check it out. Is it available in a visual format? You're welcome.
We are working on the visual format. Right now we are just doing like little clip videos that we're posting on social media. Soon we're going to have it on YouTube or whatever visual streaming service.
Yeah. Awesome. And send us listener emails. We have a few, but you know, send us listener emails about your questions about lifestyle, dating, anything. And we read it on the air and we try to answer because we are the authority. So.
And this Thursday, our listener email is about bud stuff. So we are talking about anal sex and you should definitely.
Fun. Everybody definitely go and check that out. And we'll go through the email to send to and everything. Right now, we're going to move over to plugs. We'll start with you really quickly, Maddie. What would you like
people to... Just follow me everywhere at Jester Skulls or Maddie Daddy JS on Twister now. Twitter. and the GoFundMe for Shay is still up. GoFundMe.com/GTA Shay, C-H-E-Y. The whole story's up there. Just read that. I'm not going to retell it every time.
Okay. Natalie.
You can follow me on Instagram at @NatalieCuomo_. You can follow my magazine, Classy Trashy Magazine. It's a motorcycle magazine with photos of naked women. And
what was that? I missed it.
And I also have the fabulous podcast with Amanda called Thirst Trap.
Yeah.
Some Amanda.
Follow me at the Amanda Gale on Instagram and Twitter and listen to our podcast and send us listener emails and we'll answer them.
Where can they send them?
They can send it at the Thirst Trap Pod, the Instagram account.
Awesome. You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live for free every single Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. That's totally free, but the best way to support the show is to go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use promo code TTI. That's a 2-week free trial you'll get when you use that promo code. You get access to all the other shows in the network. Every single episode that we've ever done of this show, including when Natalie was on the last time, which I suggest going back and listening to. If you have stories to submit for bad dates, bad things, or scary things, you can send it to the thing is podcast @gmail.com. If you listen on iTunes or YouTube, make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Tell a friend. Help us keep the show going by growing our listenership. Go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. It's the holiday season, and who wouldn't love a dating, fighting, and ghost t-shirt? It's a great gift. And is that it? I think that's it. If you're a guy who's over 5'9 and wants to date me, I don't know what to do anymore. I just put out a plea. Thank you guys so much for being on the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.